Services approves it. The new rates include a 5-cent increase in the price of a first-class mail forever stamp from 68 cents to 73 cents. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and a apricot or two. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on.
What's cooking at your house today? Don Clement and Patty Berneman want you to chew on this. Share your recipes and cooking secrets, your favorite kitchen tool, and what are you asked to bring to potlucks? What's your specialty? Home cooks only on Chew On This.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Chew On This. Don Clement's back with me after spending last Saturday at an Uber wedding.
The absolute most magnificent spectacle of a wedding I have ever attended in my life.
Well,
and I'm not a wedding guy.
No,
I just pay for them.
Okay. Well, you didn't. Your daughters didn't get any ideas, huh?
I hope not, because they're going to be gravely disappointed.
Don has two weddings coming up.
Mm.
Well, we have a busy show today.
We do.
And welcome back, Don. I missed you last week, by the way.
Too.
Nicole Dornack, though, came in, sat in with me for an hour, and we had a really good time.
I listened while I was getting dressed for the wedding.
We had a nice time.
Yeah,
it was
a nice
good
wedding.
Show. It was
fun. You had food last week, too.
Yeah, she brought all kinds of spicy cheeses, which were good. She didn't even know Dornax had those cheeses.
Well, you know Nicole. She just wanders around.
Yeah, I know. And bosses everybody
That's
around.
It.
That's what she does.
That's why I like her.
Well, we have an in-studio guest, Sean Lede, and his beautiful daughter, Kaylee Lede, who we're going to talk about Cajun smoke seasonings in a bit. But right now, we have Crescent City Pitmasters. We're having a barbecue competition here. You know, New Orleans is not really known for a lot of barbecue, so I'm excited that we're having this barbecue competition. How you doing? You're with Patty and Don.
This is Tully Medina. It's so good to be on with you, Patty and Don. It is an honor to be here, and we want to change the culture. That we are obviously known for incredible seafood, but we want to be known for barbecue as well. And that's why Crescent City Pitmasters Barbecue Competition on next Saturday, April 20th, will be a great place to display that for New Orleans.
Okay, so tell us about it. What's going to happen there?
Crescent City Pitmasters was an idea birthed out of family and friends and wanting to get men together, and primarily African-American men and some of our friends, to get together to barbecue for Father's Day. And it has morphed into an incredible second annual barbecue competition where we want to put barbecue on the map in the city of New Orleans. As of right now, we have 19 teams registered. We
wow.
hope to close that gap by this weekend so we can have 20 teams that are competitively competing on next Saturday. So long story short, start at 12 o'clock, hand in chicken at 2 p.m., hand in ribs at 3 p.m., and have all our final judging done by 4 p.m. With the caveat, last year was just chicken. This year is chicken and ribs. We are providing the chicken. The chicken is sponsored by McCarty's. The ribs are sponsored by Robert's. And also, we will have, at the end, we'll have a best in chicken. So we'll you know, kind of crown that person. We'll also have a best in ribs. And then we will judge the overall champion. So it's important to remember, Pat, that, you know, even if you came first in chicken and you were 20th in ribs, you don't have the cumulative score in order to win overall. And so we want to bring barbecue to the map, and we have several teams. And obviously, we're happy to be working with our partners, New Orleans East Hospital, in conjunction with LLS, which is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the New Orleans Recreation Department, in partnership with our Congressman Troy Carter. So we have a lot of people who come on board. Ladies of Air, which is an organization working with young African-American women in the city of New Orleans. So we have a lot of people who come to the table in order to obviously see individuals compete, but also, you know, raise money in order to give back to important organizations within the city of New Orleans.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Telly, you had me at the word ribs.
Yes.
I love ribs. I am a rib guy. Are you a pit master yourself, Telly?
I'm not gonna say that. I think all I'm right. Decent. I'm really. Okay. Let me say this. I'm an amazing pit master in my backyard.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm an amazing pit master in my backyard without Patty being there to judge.
There you go.
And so when it's just my boys, if that's all my boys and the dog, that's all they get a chance to eat, then I think they think that it's pretty good.
There you go. So tell us, where are there tickets to this event? Is it free? What's the situation?
I'm glad that you asked that question. Mm-hmm. This year is a free event. It's open to the public. It's at Milne Playground off of Franklin and Fillmore. Obviously, the we'll get started and be serious and going at 12, and there'll be individuals. We also, in between, will have four cooking demonstrations. One will be done by our chef and renowned Reagan Sidney.
Reagan, she was on the show a couple of weeks ago.
I know that she was on the show. I wanted to make sure that I said her name and gave a shout out. We will have a DJ there. We'll have a bounce house. We'll have a kids area where there'll be opportunities for the kids to have an opportunity to play. Please, parents, watch your children while we're there. We'll have restrooms.
Just leave them home.
We'll have four. We definitely want you to bring the kids to the playground. But also, even during the cooking demonstrations, we'll have a DJ. One of the other questions that was asked is, the individuals who are competing are not selling food, but we will have food vendor trucks who will be there in order to make sure that individuals can buy some barbecue and buy some chicken. And we will be giving our samples. If the individuals who are cooking want you to try, because Patty may get there, and Chef Chuck, who's one of the winners from last year, said, you know, I'm great at ribs, and I want to get you that, but I got a world-famous shrimp pasta. Well,
there you go.
I ask you to make sure that the way my lawyer, Mike Hall, would say the insurance works, we're just having the folks to sign up so that they can, you know, and we'll let you know a whole harmless. So that as folks are tasting, we want to be able to follow competition rules as quickly as possible in order for the individuals to be able to ensure. And this is what last year we were in October, and we were in New Orleans East at Joe Brown. We had to move this year just because of conflict with other events that was happening. And we wanted to be within the sweet spot of late January, third week in January to May, which is usually barbecue competition season. And we also were smart enough to know that, you know, it's a weekend directly in between French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest. So we want folks to, you know, come and cheer on their favorite teams of the 19 and soon to be hopefully 20 teams that are competing so that we can put barbecue on the map in competition in the city of New Orleans. And I want to give this one last thing. Chickens last year, chicken and ribs this year. And next year, you know, we're going to have to move. We're going to have to put, you know, pulled pork. A brisket, we have to put that in. And here's the most important part. It's an $85 registration fee. But if you are the overall champion, we're giving out a prize of
$2,000. That's $2,000.
Awesome. All right, I'm coming in next Saturday to take that prize.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Taylor. If you can get you to register today, you'll be the 20th team.
All right. Well, I'll see. Next week, it's April, what is next
20th.
Week? 20th. Milne Recreation Center. Be sure you go out and support the Crescent Pitmasters. It's for a great, great cause. And you got my mouth watering. So thank you, Telly. Appreciate you
thank
being
you,
here.
Thank you, Telly. We appreciate you being here. And we'll see you next
thank
week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you there.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. A lot going on in the city. French Quarter Fest today. Pitmasters next week. Jazz Fest the week after that. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
We do, but right now we have Sean and Kaylee Lede in the studio from Cajun Smoke Seasonings. They were kind enough to bring us some samples, and let me just tell you, that barbecued shrimp was delicious, and I am a pain when it comes to food. So
I'm a pain when it comes to everything.
I am, thank God. So I'm walking over here, and Patty's on the phone. Oh, these people brought food. I said, I'm not eating that. You know I don't eat. I'm not eating people's food. They just brought food in, but I am so glad I did because it was delicious. So, Sean, welcome to the show. Tell us about Cajun smoke seasoning.
Before we do that,
we're leaving.
Let's go Let's go to a break so we don't have to break it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
We're going to go to a break a little early. We're going to go to a break a little early, and we'll be back.
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go. Me on my end. We gotta go. Born a pier or down the bayou. My boy, sweet boy, me on my end.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Okay. In the kitchen, cakes on the street, strutting naked through the crosswalk in the middle of the week. Half-baked cookies in the oven, half-baked on the butter.
And welcome back to Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery. Spring has sprung. Look outside. It is gorgeous. Today would be the perfect Saturday to get your hands dirty, dig in the dirt, and plant some gorgeous color in your garden. Head on over to the Plant Gallery on Airline Drive. They are stocked to the gills with color. As you drive down Airline Highway, look to the right. It's just gorgeous. You can go online at theplantgallery.com or give them a call at 504-488-8887. Ask for Alex and tell him, Alex, I need a garden. He'll take care of you. The Plant Gallery. All right, we are back in studio with Cajun Smoke Seasonings with Sean and Kaylee Leday. And Sean was kind enough to bring us some delicious barbecued shrimp, and I'm a pain with that, and also some delicious swamp dip. Tell us first about your seasoning, and then we'll talk about how you got here.
All right. The seasoning, the best part about the seasoning is it's 2% salt.
I'm gonna agree with you, but I tasted it and it just doesn't taste like that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't miss the salt. People don't understand what Cajun is not hot. It's not peppery. It is flavorful.
Delicious.
You get all the flavor from it. So we tried to make a seasoning that is low sodium, because most of the seasonings now, that's all you taste is salt. It's a seasoned salt. That's what I call it.
Yeah, because they stretch it, and it's cheaper for them to sell it.
Exactly.
And the salt.
Our product is a little bit more expensive than most because of the lack of salt. But we made it the way you don't miss the salt.
Well, I didn't miss it at all. I can tell you that.
And if you want salt, add some to it.
That's right. If you want it. But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't need it.
And you probably don't need as much.
No, you don't.
So it might be a little more expensive, but that's relative because you're not going to take it and dump it in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So before we get into all the good stuff, how did you get here? I mean, what, you woke up one day and say, hey, I think I'm going to make some seasoning.
No, I was in my kitchen, and I have all of the big 16-ounce bottles of garlic salt and onion powder and everything because, you know, my mom taught me to cook.
Absolutely.
So I love cooking, and I just got tired of all the seasonings being so salty. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to make a little bit. I'm going to experiment, write it down. Mm-hmm. And I gave some to my behind neighbor. And she goes, oh, my God, you should sell this.
I have so many comments for that.
Yeah. Probably not the best choice of words. But
the backyard neighbor,
yes.
I think is what he meant.
Yes. And she told me, this is so good, you should go sell it. So we started at Farmer's Market in Gretna.
Really?
And it went off from there.
Really? So you just in your kitchen, and you're adding a little garlic powder, a little onion powder, a little paprika, a little cayenne, and that's how you came up with it?
That's it.
So, you know, but coming up with it's one thing. That's a big leap from making it and your neighbors love it to now I'm commercially selling this. How'd you get? I mean, is this your full-time gig?
No.
Okay.
I got a full-time job on top of this.
Okay.
So it's still not at the stage the way, you know, we're going to make a whole ton of money right now because we're still new.
Well, let me tell you, if people start tasting this, you're going to make a whole ton of money.
That's what we're trying.
I can promise you.
That's what we're trying. We're trying to get everybody just to, you know, leave the seasoning that their mother and their grandmothers use because it's what
they
use.
That green thing.
The green can.
And he's dead anyway, so just move on. You know, he won't know if you use it or don't.
Exactly.
So when did you start this?
We started in 2016.
Oh, okay. So a little bit of time.
And it took a little bit of time. We would, you know, I was mixing it and bottling it myself in my home.
Oh.
But when you start commercially, you have to get somebody to do it for you because of
health and
exactly.
Yeah, right. So you got a co-packer.
So we have a co-packer that's in Harvey, and we get it from them. We bring the bottles, we bring the labels, and they do everything else, and we pick it up.
So for those of you who don't know, a co-packer is someone who basically follows your recipe to an exact T. They take care of all the health code. They take care of everything. And all you do is get all the praise for it because they do all the work, really.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm looking at, I mean, you are like all over the... So tell us first, before I go into locations, what spices and seasonings do you have? What are we selling here exactly?
Okay, right now we just have a season at all.
It's so good.
It just, you know, takes the place of everything you have.
Right, so you can put it on pork, chicken, anything.
Anything. I put it on popcorn.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, I like that idea.
You know,
I do like that idea.
We do have one. We have a couple more things that's going to be out in the next couple of years. We have one bottle called Sweet and Sassy. And it's going to have brown. It's going to have brown and white sugar for all the porks in the barbecue.
Oh, like a rub.
Like a rub.
Like
yeah.
A rub. I like that.
But yeah. It's still, you're going to be able to use it in your kitchen if you like your pork
sure.
or whatever with just a little sugar in it.
So you know what I do with the rub? So I buy those canned pork and beans, and I put a little bit of rub in the pork
yes.
and beans, a little bit of honey in the pork and beans.
Mm-hmm.
That rub, though, it's got a little brown sugar, so you can do that with it.
Try doing fry some bacon first, then put your pork and beans in.
Like sauté the bacon?
Yeah, sauté
the
bacon, throw some onions
garlic,
in it.
Onion, garlic.
Put your pork and beans.
We're talking about canned pork and
beans. Yes, canned pork and beans. Put some Cajun smoke in it.
I love that.
Put a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of barbecue sauce, and a squirt of mustard, and just let it cook.
And I put a little bit of cinnamon, too.
I don't use
about
cinnamon.
About a quarter teaspoon or eighth of a teaspoon of cinnamon. Try that.
Okay.
I don't know why I do that. I just do. And it was so funny because both my father and my father-in-law, whenever they would come to my house, and I would barbecue because I'm like you. I'm an avid cook. And I'd go to the extreme of making, you know, fixing the pork and beans that were screwed up when I bought them. Why'd you mess up the pork and beans? No, I fixed the pork and beans. I didn't mess them up.
Right.
You know? So I'm looking, if you go to your website, which is Cajun Smoke Seasonings, seasoning, not an S, .com, I want you to go to the nutrition comparison. And Sean actually compares his Cajun smoke seasoning to the leading competitor, the green thing. And the green thing, in 1/4 teaspoon, has 340 milligrams of salt. You got that? 300. I don't know what the daily intake should be, but that, do you know?
No, but can I look it up.
There you go. I like putting her to work. Sean's seasoning for the same amount has 45 milligrams. And let me tell you, I just ate the barbecued shrimp, and I'm going to tell you right now, you don't miss the salt. That screamed with flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, walk us through. So he's got these little packets, and it's so cool. You use the whole packet for barbecued shrimp?
Yes. You use the whole packet, and if you want, it's just calls for a pound of butter. I usually find a butter that's on sale.
So that's
plain and simple.
So $8 a pound.
Yeah, $8 instead of, you know.
Something like that.
But melt the butter down, pour the packet in. I'll cook it down a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it over the shrimp.
No. You're leaving things out because I saw mushrooms.
Oh, yep.
And they were delicious.
Some people don't like mushrooms. So you could put whatever vegetables you want on them.
But a mushroom tastes like whatever it's in.
Yeah, I don't like the texture. Oh, mushroom God, texture.
She's lucky I love her.
Yeah.
But you can always, if you don't find it has enough flavor, which it does. But
oh, it does.
If you want more flavor, put another packet in it.
Oh, it did not. So that was one pack. How many pounds of shrimp?
That was actually 2 pounds of shrimp.
So 2 pounds of shrimp.
Yep.
One packet, 1 pound of butter. You cook it all down. You didn't cook the shrimp first.
You put it in the oven?
No. Yeah, put it in the oven. Now, you can use the same recipe, but do it in a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is just for people that want to basically set it and forget it.
Right. People that don't
like
know how
me.
To cook. Yeah, like Patty. Yeah, people that don't know how to cook. I got you. So all I'm going to tell you was it was delicious. And, you know, I've been staying away from bread forever. That piece of bread dipped in that was the best piece of bread I've eaten in a year. That was good stuff. We were talking in the kitchen, kicking around ideas. Tell us about, talk about the pasta, because that's a great idea, too.
Okay, wait. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk about the pasta.
Oh, we do have a phone number, too. Nobody calls us, but we have a phone number.
Yeah, 504-556-9696. And I did find out that the recommended people who consume more than 7 grams of sodium a day are at a higher risk of heart disease.
So when we come back, you're gonna do milligrams to grams because we don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I will. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Cajun smoke seasoning, a new addition to your spice rack that'll take the place of everything else. True Cajun seasonings that are salt-free and delicious. Cajun smoke barbecue shrimp seasoning, smoke swamp dip mix, and season it all blend will have all your friends asking, what's your secret? Cajun smoke seasoning is Oxner Eat Fit approved, no chemicals or preservatives, and gluten-free. Online at CajunSmokeSeasoning.com or at your local grocery. Cajun smoke seasoning.
Half would be 12. We're back. We're doing math,
we're not good at. We're trying to do math, which we're not good at on the radio.
Well, you know, this glorious studio, we're using an abacus.
Yeah. That's true.
We're kind of a low-budget show.
Just a little.
A no-budget show.
Just a little no-budget show, yeah. We're actually supposed to be having the news here, but the news, there it is.
Yeah.
USA News Update. Multiple people stabbed at a busy shopping center in Sydney, Australia. Police evacuating shoppers at Westfield Shopping Center in Bondi Junction, reportedly shooting also one of the two alleged suspects. They were searching for the other. At least five people have died in that stabbing spree, although police have not confirmed that yet. The U.S. expecting Iran to launch attacks against multiple targets inside Israel in the next few days and is prepared to help intercept any weapons launched at Israel. President Joe Biden's one message for Iran right now? Don't. Hunter Biden is going to have to face federal gun charges. His lawyers arguing that an immunity agreement tied to his plea deal is still in effect. The judge said it's not. Corey Myers, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
And we're back. I don't know what happened to my bump. It didn't bump.
I don't
bump.
Know. I just, okay. You know, I'm going to run this board myself.
Oh, I wish you would.
We do have dead air. Okay.
We have a caller. We have a caller, Don.
We have a
Don.
Caller.
We have Steve, who has a story about salt.
So, Steve, before you begin, the rumors of your death have been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah,
where,
they have.
Where have you been?
No, I came back two Sundays ago.
Oh, God. Where have you been?
Around. I listen from time to time, but usually when y'all have a guest, you know, I don't want to call in and bother.
You're not the guest bothering us?
Well, looks like I'm calling you anyway.
There you go. Yeah. So much for that theory.
So tell us about, what's your story about salt?
Well, have you ever heard of Travels with Rick Steves?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. He had a guy that did a book about Timbuktu on there the other day. And in the 14th century, they used to trade salt for gold, pound for pound.
Mm. Really?
Really. I think.
And I told my wife I would give up salt for a year if we could, you know, just find one idiot to do that.
I think that's what Nancy Pelosi does, because she's got a lot of money from doing nothing. Maybe that's what she does.
Now, be careful.
Okay, this is not the politics show.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he said 14th century. She popped into my mind immediately.
We could talk about that off the air, Don.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but go ahead.
You've got to try this stuff, Steve.
I will.
Because let me tell you, you know me a long time. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't lie. This stuff is the real deal. And it's so easy. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I make my own seasoning that, I just mix gold with pepper and garlic powder and onion powder for my seasoning. It's, you know, pretty simple. And put it on most everything.
It's all right there with the barbecue shrimp.
Yeah, it's just little.
Everything you said is in it.
Yeah.
It's really good, Steve. You got to try it.
Okay, let me just tell y'all a quick joke.
Okay.
Woman walks in on her husband in the bathroom standing on the scale, and he's sucking in his gut, and she says, "That's not going to help," and starts laughing, and he says, "Oh, yeah, it is. It's the only way I can see the numbers."
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one.
All right, we've changed our phone number. 504 556-9696. I'm looking for a PSA if Mike's out there. Yeah. So, everything's in this pack. Why would you mix anything yourself when you just take the lid off and just pour it in?
That's right.
Especially everyday seasoning's going up, garlic, onion.
Everything.
It's going out the box right now.
And, you know, you can get this stuff everywhere. If you go to CajunSmokeSeasoning.com, you can get it at your Bro Mart. You can get it at your Rouse's. You can get Dornax. I mean, this stuff is like, it's everywhere. And somebody told me it's in Walmart. Is that true?
It's not in Walmart. It's at Walmart.com, the marketplace.
Oh, okay. Well, who goes to Walmart anyway? You just order stuff
really,
online.
Exactly.
You spare yourself a lot of pain and a lot of eye things you don't want to see if you don't go to Walmart.
The cheapest way is just to order it on the website if you don't feel like going to the store.
Oh, I like that even better. I didn't see. Oh, purchase right here to the right.
Don's big about this online purchasing.
Oh, yeah. Why even go?
He likes this stuff.
I like the bundle, too.
Yep. You get all three products.
This is like cheap. I love this. This is really a good price.
We're not making a lot of money on everything because it costs so much to actually make this stuff now.
Everything costs money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
tell us about your popcorn. We were talking off the
air. Oh, yeah. Tell us about that popcorn.
What you do with your popcorn?
We have an old-fashioned popcorn popper at the house, just one you put on the counter. And when you do the oil, I put in a teaspoon of Zatarain's liquid crab ball. And you let it pop in that, and then when you're done, you sprinkle some Cajun smoke on top of it.
That has got to be delicious.
Good. So
it's
good.
It's got to be delicious.
I thought we had new theme music for me. I was all excited.
Hey, you picked this theme music.
I love it, but I just thought we had, like, trumpets. Somebody was, I don't know what was going on. But that is really good stuff. You said you're a cook. Now, Kaylee, you said you were a baker. You don't cook, you just bake?
Right.
What's your favorite thing to bake?
Usually I do, like, brownies and...
Nice.
No, you got to tell them about the egg you made.
The Easter stuff?
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, it was like, basically, it's like a Reese's egg, but like kind of homemade, so you don't get all that extra stuff. And it was just basically peanut butter, and then you put some sugar or whatever in it, and then you like coat it in chocolate. It's pretty good.
How can that be bad?
How can it be? I mean, what's wrong with that?
It was so good.
So it's like a big egg, or it's like small eggs?
Like the Reese's eggs that they make for Easter.
Well, good, because I'm glad you said that, because for those of you not watching on television,
I was just going to say, we're on radio, Don. Is it this big?
Sean picked it up. Yeah. Sean fixed it.
Hey.
You know, Sean fixed it. So let me ask you, Sean, I'm just taking this a natural progression.
Okay.
I'm guessing you boil seafood.
I mean, it's
yeah, since I was like two.
So when can we expect a seafood boil? Because I think with that profile, we need that.
Well, as soon as crawfish go down some more, you'll be invited.
No, I mean, when are you going to sell a seasoning?
Oh.
Because that sounds like a natural progression for
that
you.
That is in the works, but everything that we want to put in it, it'd be about $15, $20 a pack.
Yeah, it'd be worth it after a taste of this. If it tastes anything like that, I'd buy it.
But what you can is whatever seasoning that you normally use for your seafood ball, I tell everybody, dump a bottle in.
Dump
a whole bottle of the seasoning all in, and you will taste the difference.
You will see it. Because, I mean, it just seems to me seasoning. That's a natural... I got the worst mic. That's a natural progression for you, you know?
Yep. We're working on a fish fry and a chicken fry now,
too.
That's
a good idea, too. Yeah.
With the Cajun smoke already in it, and you just dump it out, and boom.
So when you say a fry, it would actually have, like, the cornmeal or whatever in it as well?
Yes. Yes, the cornmeal, the flour, and, of course, the Cajun smoke in it.
Let me throw another one at you so you can think about this.
Okay.
Air fryers are huge right now.
Yes.
You could do an air fryer version of that as well.
Well, you could do an air fryer right now. Mm-hmm. I actually cooked it last night for the family.
Okay.
I take the frozen wingettes, let them defrost in the water, drain the water. I throw Cajun smoke on them in the sink. Throw it in there.
Okay.
I put them in a pan or whatever, throw some on the other side, put it in the refrigerator an hour to deep fry them or air fry. Wow. The Cajun smoke makes a crust on top of it.
So you're not adding flour, just the seasoning. Alone. Do you put a sauce on that too, or that's it?
I'll make a sauce for the kids, like the buffalo sauce, of course, like but you could just eat them naked.
Really? Yeah, naked's great.
Yep.
I do like them deep fried, but air fry is really fixed.
Yes.
I love my air fryer.
I do too.
At bravaoven.com. Mm-hmm. No, nobody paid us.
Nobody pays us. And our dream cooker, we like that too.
And our dream cooker, yes.
I'm looking at the pictures of the stuff you cook on your website, and I see one of them is oysters.
That was actually clams.
I don't see pictures.
At the bottom?
Yeah, that was actually clams.
I see it now.
We were in Alabama, and I just saw some clams at Rouse's and said, okay, let's try it.
Well, they look like oysters. So you could do the same thing with oysters.
Absolutely.
Huh? Put them on your grill and.
Absolutely. Do a little butter and some Cajun smoke. Mm-hmm. Bam, it's done.
I love this. So I'm looking at this shrimp on your website. I guess that is the
swamp dip.
That is a great idea.
The shrimp cocktail?
The shrimp cocktail with the swamp dip.
That would be great with the shrimp.
Yes.
Matter of fact, when we go to the next break, I'm going to dip one of those barbecue shrimp in the swamp dip and see what I come up with.
Now, the picture that just passed on your website, with the pasta right there.
Yeah, I can't get back.
That was one of our customers sent that. That is from Germany.
Oh,
they have our seasoning in Germany, yes.
That is so cool.
When they come down to visit their parents, they buy a bunch of it to bring back up.
I love that. That is so cool. It's some great at pork chop.
Pork chops on a George Foreman.
Such a great idea. Oh, I love the crosshatch that you did here. I just comes out. It looks so great. So I used to have a Traeger.
Uh-huh.
And I used to do that crosshatch, and I used to smoke that on. I live in a condo now, so I miss all this.
Yes.
That is a spatchcock what?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Is that a turkey?
No, that is actually a hog. That is a piglet.
Nice. I thought it was
and
an armadillo.
And we split it, and the neighbor said, you cook it, and you take half. I said, okay.
Oh, wait, the neighbor brought that to you?
Yeah.
Is this the behind neighbor?
This is the behind neighbor. Yep, this is the behind neighbor.
With
all of our stuff and what I do, you're looking at ribs right now.
Oh, the smoker.
And I use mustard and Louisiana hot sauce as a binder.
I love that. Oh, I never thought of the hot sauce. Always use mustard.
Mustard and put Louisiana hot sauce.
Is that you? That is me.
Look how cute.
Mix it all together.
Cook it when she's four.
You coat it heavy with the Cajun smoke season at all.
Uh-huh.
And you'll see the Cajun smoke actually caramelizes into the rib.
And there's no sugar on it.
There's no sugar.
But it's still good.
It is outstanding. The pulled pork.
So I used to do the 3-2-1 method on the smoker where you wrap them and then you,
yes.
do you do that?
I do wrap it after basically when they say to smile, when the bone starts coming out just a little bit, that's when you wrap it.
Yeah, that's when you wrap it.
That's
so
when you wrap it.
I have a grill on the roof, but it's not the same. And you know, that we had the Pitmaster on earlier. There's a big difference between grilling and barbecuing.
Yes.
And most people don't. Most of what you do at home is grilling. You know, you light the propane and that's
it. Exactly.
And when there is no smoke, there's really no barbecue.
No. God, I don't even have a gas grill. Everything I have is charcoal. I have a Weber that I use for hamburgers.
And
then I have, yes, a kettle. Mm-hmm. Then I have a giant vertical that I could probably put 8-10 Boston butts in.
Oh, I love
and
that.
It's all wood.
It's got to be wood. It's got to have the smoke. I tried to do that at the condo, but it was frowned upon.
Yeah, well, smoke in the warehouse district kind of freaks people
now
out.
Now, you do know when some of the, when they have some of the games and all that come, they've actually found people barbecuing in the tubs in the hotels in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Just a little bit extra flavor.
Yeah. That needs,
yeah, really.
Anyway, it is a great website. Go to CajunSmokeSeasoning.com. We were talking earlier, so we're looking at this beautiful pan of barbecue shrimp that were absolutely delicious. Oh, we got to go to a break.
We'll be back. Hold that thought.
Hey, good
my brother.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
The way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annult, 504-267-4549. Cajun Smoke Seasoning, a new addition to your spice rack that'll take the place of everything else. True Cajun seasonings that are salt-free and delicious. Cajun Smoke Barbecue Shrimp Seasoning, Smoke Swamp Dip Mix, and Season It All Blend will have all your friends asking, what's your secret? Cajun Smoke Seasoning is Oxner Eat Fit approved, no chemicals or preservatives, and gluten-free. Online at CajunSmokeSeasoning.com or at your local grocery. Cajun Smoke Seasoning.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Tired of placing multiple calls to multiple vendors and getting the runaround? Turn to one resource who can get it done, Sir Speedy. We provide a wide spectrum of print, signs, and marketing services, all backed by more than 5 decades of experience. So when you need that new brochure, direct marketing campaign, or signage to promote your brand, give us a call at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Everything you need, one resource. Sir Speedy.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
And welcome back to Chew on This, brought to you by the Plant Gallery. And you know, we've been talking about that it's bursting with color right now because it's spring and you got to get in the garden. But you know, Mother's Day is coming up and you're going to need a gift. And they have the most beautiful boutique full of things you don't find in normal places. They've got their entire line of candles that are custom poured for the Plant Gallery. They're named after the streets and areas in New Orleans. It's really, really cool. You can definitely find Mom a great, great gift. Go over there. Tell them Patty and Don sent you. That's the Plant Gallery. You can find them on Airline Highway. Is it Drive Highway? I don't know anymore.
Whatever.
Give them a call at 488-8887 or find them online at theplantgallery.com.
And we're back with our guests, Sean Lede and Kaylin Lede from Cajun Smoke.
Kaylee.
I was thinking so. And this piece of paper. Don't confuse me.
So, from Cajun Smoke Seasonings. I got that right.
So we're back there. We're looking at this barbecue shrimp. And he and I, Sean and I, are thinking of all these different things to do with them. And of course, the first thing he says is exactly what, where my mind was going. The one thing I don't eat anymore is pasta. But oh my God, you could just peel those.
I peel them and then put them back in the juice. And you can always just eat it like that. It'll be a little bit runny, but you could add a little bit of cornstarch to it, thicken it up.
And then we talked about, because, you know, I kind of like to gild the lily a lot.
Really?
Always taking a step. I'm always a step too far. And I would have pulled the shrimp out, peeled them. I would have reduced that juice down. I would have added a little heavy cream, and I might have even added a little Parmigiano Reggiano to that.
That does sound good.
Then toss that with a little green onion, some pasta, shrimp, you're done. So you can reuse this.
Yes.
And then if the shrimp are left over, you can make that that swamp dip. We have to talk about that.
Yeah, we have to talk about
that. And use it as a shrimp cocktail the next day because they're cold. They've got all that seasoning. Tell us about the swamp dip.
The swamp dip is just a packet that we have with the special seasonings in there. You can just mayo, sour cream, and a packet. That's it.
It's delicious, too. I mean, you just mix that, put it in your fridge. Next time somebody comes over, if you don't like them, don't take it out. If you like them, take it out.
Yeah, if it makes it that long.
That's true, if it makes it that long.
We use it on hamburgers, on chicken, on salads, on whatever you could think of you need a dip for.
I just had another thought.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
So instead of using mayo, I don't know how many people like deviled eggs. Use that swamp dip in the deviled eggs.
In a deviled egg? That is.
I bet it would be delicious.
Think about that. He's going to do that next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I might do it today.
I mean, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Instead of throwing all the mayo in it.
That's right. Because, I mean, it is that good. I could eat that on a shoe. Well, not my shoes, but
not your shoes.
But somebody else's shoes.
Well, I know he brought it in here with vegetables, and it was delicious with the celery and the carrots.
Gave you a reason to eat that.
Gave you a reason to eat it, and you can like think they cancel each other out because celery is so low calorie.
Well, you burn more calories chewing.
That's right.
Celery,
that's right.
But if you want it low calorie, then use fat-free sour cream.
That's true.
Or Greek yogurt.
Yeah, because if you use the fat-free sour cream with enough of the seasonings, you really don't taste that it's fat-free.
I don't find I really taste that fat-free sour cream is that much different.
Not me either.
Because usually when I'm doing it, it's on a fajita. It's on. I don't.
Yeah, it's mixed with something.
I don't really notice. You know, I don't notice. But tell us. So you have one. You got to put some more recipes on here, Sean, because I know you've got some ideas.
I've got a lot of ideas, a lot of recipes. I do.
Put Kaylee in charge of that.
She's got more time than I have.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know.
I've been waiting. I put her in charge of the Instagram account.
Oh, cool.
I'm still waiting
yet.
On that.
Not yet.
Oh, you've got to get on Instagram.
So we're on it, but I don't have enough time to really push it.
Kaylee knows how to do that.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Better than I do.
Yeah, but better than all of us in this room.
Yeah, really.
These
days,
yes, you're right.
Only thing you can work is Facebook.
Yeah, and I'm not that great at that either.
That's the old people's.
Old people.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah, we like you too. So you do have one recipe on here that really looks good. It looks like it's named after your wife. Tell us about that recipe.
Yeah, it's shrimp Luciana. My wife's name is Luciana, named after her grandpa that was Lucian.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, another Cajun. She comes from Ardoins, so another French family. And it's basically a shrimp scampi pasta made with the Cajun smoke season at all.
Yeah, but it's got that one secret ingredient in here that I really like.
Not a mozzarella cheese.
No. It's the country crock instead of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And margarine gets such a bad rap. Who cares if you put it outside and it doesn't disintegrate for 4 years? I don't care. I really don't care. But it has a discernible taste that is different from butter. It's not overly rich. It's not overly... I'm just glad to see that you are putting it in a place where it belongs. Does this say 1 cup of minced garlic?
Yes.
I love this already.
It is 1 cup because Good it's God. Like a shrimp scampi, which is a Ooh. Lot of garlic. But when you're making Ooh. That much, it's not overwhelming.
No,
it's not.
It's just impressive.
It's not. And the best thing I do with that, when I do that, I also fry some fresh shrimp and put it around the rim of the plate.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
That
that's
way you have a little bit of fried cool. shrimp, a little bit of pasta with it.
Now I'm thinking a seafood platter with swamp dip.
Absolutely.
Yep, there you go.
Now, what if I took the swamp dip and I added just a little bit of cocktail sauce to it?
There's no ketchup in it, but, you know, hey.
Hey, but think about that. Well, if you haven't fried seafood, if I marry the cocktail sauce with the swamp, I'm going to have fun with this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've got right me thinking. Right. I haven't even thought of that.
This is right up my alley.
It is.
This is
it
right
is.
Up my alley. I love that.
Because Don and I are all about low calorie.
Yes.
You know, we're both. Don's lost 70 pounds.
Wow.
80. I've lost about 50. I got maybe 20, 30 more to go before the wedding in November. Mm. And we're all about, but we like to eat, and we like things that taste good.
You know? It's hard. I had, after Hurricane Katrina hit, and I love telling this story.
Go ahead.
My father-in-law and mother-in-law had to move in with us because their home was totally destroyed. Mm-hmm. So from me cooking with all the stuff, he gained 10 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, Jesus. In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. Yes.
Was that motivation for them to leave?
I don't know.
It might have been.
I don't know. He's sure. I'd ask him, hey, you know, father-in-law, how was it? Well, you don't hear me talking, do you?
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
He wasn't talking because he was eating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah, but, you know, you've got to think outside of the box. And it's just amazing that something as simple as a seasoning mix can change things.
Can change things and make them good.
And it's low sodium.
Yes.
Which, did you set out? You did set out
yes.
to make it low sodium.
Yes, I did, because all of the seasonings were too salty.
Yeah. And there's no MSG
all you could
or
taste.
Any of that in it either.
Even the fish fries, the chicken fries, it's so much salt in it, it's like you have to throw it away because you can't.
Yeah.
You can't taste it.
No, and it's gluten-free too, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But
gluten-free,
it is.
No MSG. No chemicals, no preservatives. It's just seasoning, garlic powder, onion powder, cayenne.
And I do want to tell you, and this is also found in, why am I missing? I'm dropping what I'm trying to say. It is also found in Parmesan cheese in a bottle, which why you would be buying Parmesan cheese in a bottle, I have no idea, because it takes nothing to grate Parmesan mm-hmm. cheese. The other big box stuff has silicone dioxide. Tell us what that is.
Well, doing research, I found out that is sand. It's quartz crystals.
Like sand from the beach.
Yes. It is quartz crystals that they put for, you know, they call it non-clumping, so you season it don't clump. But if you're in a kitchen and you have the steam, it's going to clump regardless of what you
yes,
do.
Yes, it will. Exactly.
But we use a product called New Flow, which is ground up rice hulls.
Sounds better than sand.
It's all mm-hmm. natural.
I tell you what, guys, go over to CajunSmokeSeasoning.com. You can buy it all right there online. Or if you go to that website and you click on locations, this stuff is everywhere from Langenstein's to Dornack's, Rouse's. It's very easy to find. I'm telling you this. Do yourself a favor. Pick some up. It was delicious, and it was a pleasure meeting both of you.
It was
Thank
delightful
you.
Having you here. Thank you for coming in,
it.
And thanks for the wonderful food that
oh,
you
absolutely.
Brought us. And we enjoyed it. And go to the website, y'all, CajunSmokeSeasoning.com, and buy some.
Yeah, buy local.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Change the way you age at Kronos of Metairie, where physicians and medical staff design health strategies around your lifestyle. At Kronos, they help your mind and body work together to achieve your goals. Come to the Spring Spectacular on May the 8th and check out all their specials. See how you can get started today. Kronos of Metairie, 3200 North Annault, 504-267-4549.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing